you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Oh, listening friend, after 14 hours of persistence, patience, problem solving, consulting, and never, never giving up, we were able to restore all of our frequencies, as at different times from late Monday night into Tuesday late afternoon, various things were off the air or playing filler music or moments of silence during SRN news that I was able to fix at about 6:30 in the morning. But because of internet issues and the Moody Broadcasting Network changing a setting, none of their format was available for our WLUJ family of stations. So during Chris Brooks's program and Chris Fabry's program, I had to fill in music and a number of hurdles, seeking out text people. We got it all resolved with WGNN, WDKR, WGNJ, those two formats all resolved by 11, and it took till about 4 p.m. right before Janet Parshall to get the WLUJ family of stations all set, all to say all glory to God. We persevered, we became victorious, and all things have been working well since. But the learning curve was great, and all of it was beyond our control. Because of the storms, the internet was down, and the Moody situation was beyond us. We couldn't have done anything till finally they recognized it was an issue on their end. All to say, some of you missed yesterday's Mark and Friends program, so today we'll re-air yesterday's, my interview with David and Kathy Andrade. And so when you hear in 2 days, think of it as being one day, tomorrow, Thursday, when it all gets launched. Here's how the program began.
Reading from Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Oh, a promise for us all, listening friend. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Joining me in the studio on very short notice without a whole lot of show prep, but these are great friends. They reside in the Decatur area, and they're putting on and helping put on a special gathering that begins this Thursday, the Seven Mountains of Influence. Oh, listening friend, you probably heard a number of my radio spots encouraging you to attend, because you can have an impact on the world as you go, wherever you go. As you come to this conference, you're going to learn that you can impact those around you, your family. Maybe you're in media, maybe you oversee a church or an organization, you're involved in business or the arts. There's so many different ways that you can influence people, and this conference is called the Seven Mountains of Influence. So hopefully over the next 20 or so minutes, we can convince you to attend. It begins this Thursday, and you can find out more at unitedprayerfordecatur.com, unitedprayerfordecatur.com. And if you can't write that down, you're driving to work, you can always call the station, and we'll have the information for you. But it's unitedprayerfordecatur.com, and it's happening in Decatur, Illinois. And joining me in the studio is David and Kathy Andrade. I've gotten to know them over the last year or two. They participate in our Pastors and Ministry Leader Luncheon here in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. I also attend a monthly gathering in Decatur that is filled with prayer warriors and ministry leaders and pastors that have a heart, not just for the Decatur area, but for the state of Illinois and, for that matter, the world, a passionate group that likes to pray and worship. And David leads the worship, and I love, he's like old school. He's in front of a keyboard, and he's playing some of the great hymns of old and leads out in worship. There's not bells and whistles and flashing lights and smoke or anything. He's just behind a keyboard simply leading us in worship, and I just love that type and style of worship. He has a heart for the Lord. In fact, I've already decided I have to have him back for a Testimony Tuesday, where we can tell more of his faith journey, his love story to Kathy, and how they've been used of God in Decatur. He could be anywhere in the world. He's been involved in a lot of different ministries, but we'll save some of that for another interview. But today we want to focus on this conference beginning this Thursday, running April 30th through May 7th, and it's happening at Maranatha Church, and we'll have all those details, so stay with me. Seven Mountains of Influence. You might say, but Mark, I'm not an influencer. You are. You might be a mom influencing your children or the next door neighbor's children. You might be a gas station attendant and you're influencing those people that drive up and fill up their tank of gas. You might be a banker or a doctor or a physician. All of us have influence over others, and you're going to learn why this is an important conference that you're going to want to attend. I'll say it one more time and more times at the end of the program. UnitedPrayerForDecatur.com. UnitedPrayerForDecatur.com. Kathy's also joining us in the studio, and she's kind of one of those behind-the-scenes helpers, worker bees. She's pulling this conference together. I think she's had about 20 texts during the time she's been in the studio. In fact, they have to race out of here because they have a number of appointments because this big conference, which is drawing over 30 different speakers from all over the country, I think even parts of the world. Hey, am I taking away your thunder? Because I have David in the studio to talk about the conference, but I'm participating. I'm going to be attending, and I get to share on Monday about media and the influence that God uses it, and how many of you can be influencers through media, through podcasts, through different ways that you feature through social media, some of the things that you want to get out. But David, tell us a little about this conference and why our listeners should attend.
You know, my dear brother, we can all share Jesus somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You can share it on our job. We can share it in our family. But the most important thing that we can do in our lifetime, many of us are grateful that Jesus saved us,
mm-hmm.
but we hardly ever think about the salvation of others. And this is about taking people with us to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
to heaven. There's no greater thing that we can do than to bring people to the Lord, and so that one day they'll be with us in heaven. And there's areas that we can all share in. There's areas that we all have influence in, and there are areas that some people would like to have a career in, and those careers are areas where we can share the gospel, but a lot of times we may be holding back from sharing about Jesus, or we may have limitations in which we can do that, but there's so many areas today that are open to us. And I was thinking that we had one person in the school that had a vision of writing tracts. And I was so influenced back in the 70s with the Chick tracts and some of the other tracts that people used to hand out.
Mm-hmm.
And so she developed tracts. And so now she not only makes tracts for other people, but she also sends them with her Dr. Bill or whatever just to share Jesus. There's always a doorway for us to take the gospel to someone. And there are ways that we can be influencers in whatever realm or whatever area that may be open to us.
And what I like about this conference, listening friend, because you might go to it and feel like, well, I'm not equipped or I need some of the how-tos. Well, these various speakers are going to give you some of the nuts and bolts and some of the methods or the means so that you can be maybe more effective. Or maybe, like you're sharing this one example, maybe you haven't thought about writing tracks before, but you have the gifts of narrating a story or sharing something. So talk a little about these seven mountains so that all of our listeners can say, you know what, I fit under that because I influence my family, or I'm a businessman. How do you see me sharing at work or outside of the business, or I'm in education, or I'm in the arts, or, you know, I'm a painter. How do you see that fitting? So what are these seven mountains of influence, and what would the listener that's going to attend find themselves doing during this week beginning on Thursday?
Well, most of us would think that we are speaking to Christians for the most part that would be sharing Jesus. And we need to know that the Holy Spirit is always working with us. As we speak or as we share the gospel, we have the promise of Jesus that he's with us to convict the world of sin, mm-hmm. righteousness, and judgment. Without going into a long definition of what that means, that he goes before us as we speak and as we open our mouths. So we'll be covering religion to begin with. We have people that are gifted in that particular area. And one of the things that Jesus commanded us to do He didn't just tell us to do it, but he commanded us when we share the gospel to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, and cleanse the incurable diseases. A lot of people don't believe that that's for today, but it is. And Jesus made it a command to do that. In other words, he wasn't saying to do it as a suggestion. It's the way he wanted it done. And so we can do that. And then the area of education. There are areas that whether you're in a school or a college or you're going to a Christian college, you can learn how to influence the educational arena. And so we want to be people that are equipped to influence that. And today, even if you're not going to a Christian college or a school, there's Bible colleges, there's Bible clubs, there's ways to get involved in sharing Christ and in different manners. And so those areas are available. Also, the governmental area. In the governmental area, there are people that can get involved in influencing government. And whether you're working for a candidate or you're promoting Christian values, you can also get involved in becoming part of a school board or being part of a situation that involves sharing Christian values. And even if you're just getting involved with your children and in school, that's important because there's doorways and avenues in order to be involved in the educational arena. And such as business, the business arena is very, very important today. We need to be involved in business. Business is a great way to share the gospel. A lot of us think, well, that's just a way to make money. But actually, there are people that are actually designing toys and designing different areas in which they're involved that allow the gospel to be shared in the finances. Some people are involved in the economics of business. And in that, there's businesses that arise to finance the gospel, that take their profits and help schools and Christian education and other areas to expand. And so those are areas.
Yeah, and with the business too, somebody that oversees maybe 100, 1,000, 5,000 employees, they can influence through good Christian principles of honesty, integrity, just things that are natural for a Christian to be about. Well, they can influence people in caregiving and watching over their employees. So a businessman or woman can be very influential in the company that they're at. Maybe they're in HR and they're just kind and pleasant. I know Dr. David Webb, for instance, he prays with all of his patients. And yes, that's really encouraged even people that aren't Christians, but they appreciate because you'll say, can I pray for you? And so, yes, these are seven mountains of influence that we want you to be a part of. So you've covered religion, education, business. I know there's still government, arts and entertainment, the family and media.
Yes, and arts and entertainment, there's so much available today. With a number of the different programs, the technical programs that come up, it doesn't take a whole lot of money to produce a small video, even on Facebook. Facebook is a tremendous area that is open to media. And, you know, whoever tells the best story in media gets the most watchers. And so if you can tell a good story, that's a great opportunity for you to share the gospel. And you can just start with writing a little bit about Scripture. I do that all the time. I may take a particular topic, and whatever I sense that I can share the gospel that'll drive people to Jesus, it's a great arena in order for us to tell people about Jesus.
Now, listening friend, I'm going to jump in here maybe a couple more times, but I want you to find out more and get registered by stopping by UnitedPrayerForDecatur.com, UnitedPrayerForDecatur.com. It begins in 2 days, this Thursday, April 30th. This conference runs till May 7th, and they have a special gathering at the Decatur Civic Center during the National Day of Prayer. So that'll be happening next week, but we want you to attend these sessions. They begin, what, in the mid-morning, 11, 12, or 1 o'clock, and then there's evening sessions?
For the most part, the first one will begin at 11:30. We do a pastor's meeting in Decatur, and we do that at Maranatha Church. And this particular meeting, everyone is invited. And I do want to give also the address for the church. It's 555 Imboden Drive, Decatur, Illinois, and give you a phone number to call if you have questions. And you can call 217-855-8006. And there'll be someone there live that can answer questions. Or just go to the website and get the information you need. And that, again, is unitedprayerfordecatur.com.
And if you didn't have a chance to write that down, just call the station. You can talk to Joyce or Annie or Karen or Bethany, and we'll have all this information for you. Just call us at 217. And you know this number, I've said it a million times, 367-7777. So if you remember the 217 and just remember 36, the rest are all sevens. So we want you to attend. It begins this Thursday. So you covered religion. If you're affiliated with a church or a ministry, you know how you can influence those that you come in contact with. We've talked a little bit about education. Thank you, God, for the many teachers that are pouring into children. We've talked a little about the arts and entertainment. You have gifts. They might be latent. Maybe you haven't been involved in cinema or drama or something from your college days or high school days. Maybe you have a gift of writing scripts or writing poetry or writing some kind of narratives. You can use those gifts to influence others. We've mentioned the business, and you might be in finance or economic work that you provide for others that you can influence them. In a couple minutes here, we're going to talk about government, family, and media.
So I'm very excited about the speakers that we're having this year. And I'd like to share a little bit about that lineup, who we're going to have on what day. So on Thursday, kicking off the conference, is going to be Joan Hunter at 11:30 a.m. And then that night, she's going to speak again at 6:30 p.m.
Now, will that be somewhat of a healing service, or for those that are maybe looking for healing or hope or encouragement? She's going to share a message of blessing to kind of kick off the event.
Joan Hunter is amazing. She is used in healing. Her mother and father was Francis and Charles Hunter, and so she has a healing ministry. So I have heard about people that have gotten healed. We had a call recently, a few days ago, where somebody has been in her meeting, and during the meeting, her bottom started falling off. They were getting really baggy, and the reason being because she had tumors all over her body, and God had healed them. So she had no tumors anymore. So she has a huge testimony.
So that'll be coming this Thursday, kind of kicking off things in the daytime. Time and then an evening session.
Yes. Then also on Friday, we're going to have Darren Bailey. He's going to be there speaking too. And then that evening, we're going to have Mike and Angelica Rangel. They're from California. And they have amazing ministry as well. I mean, they have planted churches and they have amazing family and they speak all over globally. They're very powerful in that. So, and then also on Saturday, we have attorney Alan Parker. He was a Supreme Court attorney involved with the Roe versus Wade overturn, and so he'll be coming talking with that. This is just a startup of some of the people that will be there. You're going to be speaking it as well, Mark, in your day.
I'm looking forward to that. In fact, I've been praying up, and you gave me some really good structure because I said, hey, I could talk about a lot of different things. How much time? And I guess I have about 90 minutes, so I'll just be getting warmed up. But I can't wait to help you understand, those of you that attend, that you can be impactful through social media, through your posts, through different things that you're writing, maybe announcing something over the air, or being interviewed, or just the ways that media, God can use 24 hours a day for people that are shut in. We can have a profound impact on the communities. Yeah, I think 30 plus different speakers from all over the country.
And we can go on and on about the amazing speakers and how powerful they are and how dynamic they are, but we don't have the time. Right. So I'm inviting you all to come and listen and see what God has for you there. Come expecting to receive what God has for you and just see what he does.
UnitedPrayerForDecatur.com. Say it with me, everyone. UnitedPrayerForDecatur.com. You're going to want to be a part of things. It begins this Thursday morning, mid-morning at 11, I think, 11:30. And it's going to be happening at a wonderful church in Decatur. In fact, they host the monthly gatherings that I've participated in these many months. That's Maranatha Church in Decatur, 555 and Bowden Drive. And you can find out more by calling 217-855-8006, 217-855-8006. I don't want to leave out those that are aspiring to be involved in government or in the city government, maybe on various boards. Talk a little about the family and then media, I guess we've covered now. So government and family, how can people impact these mountains?
You know, when I was young, when I first got saved, I started a Bible study with my kids. They were just little kids. But one of the things that we did, was that every time we had a Bible study at night, they had to do something, give a scripture, preach, give something from, sing a song or something. And my kids became very strong in their faith with the Lord. And there's ways that we can learn to influence our children, even at a very small age. And that's very, very important in the culture of our children, to teach them to know the Lord and even to be soul winners. And so I think that that would be a very classical way to begin the process.
Government?
We can all be involved in government. If we have a moral foundation and we know that things are not right in government and we have the power to change them, we have the power of a vote. And we can back up, help people that are running for government that share our views as believers in Christ. And so get involved. We can get involved, and there'll be ways to pray. You know, Jesus just didn't talk about the soul winners. He talked about the prayer warriors. We can back up those that are filling these areas in prayer and finding ways to pray for them, and even getting people out to vote for those that have the same values that we have, and sharing those values with others and telling people the importance of those values. And so that others can take the leeway and also gather other people. We were talking about just shortly how Kathy and I met. We met, I was in California, and she took the lead for a group in Decatur to do something that we were doing in California. And we can all be involved that way. We can stimulate people to get involved in voting, and we can change the culture of this state by our vote and getting other people to vote.
Listening friend, the Seven Mountains of Influence coming to Decatur this Thursday. Religion, education, government, arts and entertainment, family, media, and business. And I love your illustration because this means everyone can attend, the family. You can influence your children, your grandchildren, maybe your neighbor's children. Maybe you're single and you thought, well, I'm not involved in education or government or media. But you can involve that neighbor kid by just inviting him over and maybe doing a Bible study or memorizing scripture with somebody or putting together a Bible study of friends or seekers. So there's something for everyone. We want you involved. And maybe you can't commit to being involved all week long, but you really have a sensitivity towards government or media. It's defined what happens on what days. So stop by UnitedPrayerForDecatur.com. UnitedPrayerForDecatur.com. All right, listening friend, I don't want to say the gauntlet's being thrown, but I want you involved. I want you to at least be praying up this event. It can influence people for centuries into eternity as many get involved, get trained. You might have an interest in a couple of these areas. Come for those days or come all week long. I highly recommend it. It's UnitedPrayerForDecatur.com. You can find out all the information. I can't wait to share on Monday. And I hope to be there as much as I can with my crazy schedule, but I'm carving out time. You can too, and you'll be blessed. And please be praying for this conference. Ask God to use it in unique ways to equip all of us, as Dave began with, because we want to lift high the name of Jesus, but not only lift him on high, we want to witness to others. We want others to come into that saving relationship because Jesus is Lord and Savior, and we all need him to have that relationship with God the Father. So I hope you'll find out more at UnitedPrayerForDecatur.com. And if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to listen to it again or pass it on to a friend that you know that needs to attend this conference, stop by GreatNewsRadio.org or WLUJ.org, and you can click on the Mark and Friends tab and listen to this program anytime. Well, thank you, David and Kathy, for joining me for Mark and Friends.
My pleasure.
Thank you, my brother.
And we'll be praying up this conference, hoping that many of you are going to show up this Thursday or as much as you can, because this will go through May 7th. Find out more at UnitedPrayerForDecatur.com.
Well, if you missed the front end of this program, it was a perfect storm yesterday. Literally, at various points, all of our frequencies were altered, or fill-in music, or off the air briefly, or I had to substitute music for programming. And all that was explained at the beginning of the program, but praise God, we got it all worked out. Everything is functioning well today. Our learning curve was great, but all of it was beyond our control. As the internet system was down, Moody created a glitch so that our WLUJ family of stations couldn't get the noon program, Chris Brooks, or 2 p.m. with Chris Fabry, and so I filled in some music for that. And our backup system, because of our Fisher Foosland Tower site feeding the Springfield, which feeds Bloomington and Lincoln, Mark and Friends didn't air on some of our network. All to say, it's fixed, praise the Lord. And that's why many of you who heard yesterday's program heard it again today, and it's the first time for many of you also. So we thank God that everything was resolved. Have a great day, and hope to see many of you tomorrow at the Seven Mountains of Influence Conference, and you can find out more at UnitedPrayerForDecatur.com.